for the first fight of the historic UFC. Well, my bad. For the first fight of the historic UFC 300, we have a star-studded matchup of guys.
Oh, wow, star-studded. Oh,
man, endless blood, sweat, and tears into the company. But Nicholas 5-0, he's been crushing cans since his debut. This is Cody Brundage. So last five fights, lost by KO, lost by submission, lost by decision, won by disqualification. How does the fight play out? Let's just get it over.
Well, Nicholas gonna fucking take him down and fucking submit him.
But that's like pressure. Like there's a lot of pressure on Bo Nicholas to actually perform. Like we say, he's been crushing cans. Like this guy is not of like a world beating level. You know what I mean? Like we're not even that familiar with who he is. So it's like the pressure is on Bo Nicholas to not only beat Cody Brundage, but to beat him in a dominant fashion. So it's like, this has to be round one stoppage, finish, Hamzat shit, or Bo Nickel loses.
Also, one thing I say about Bo, though, for a wrestler, his striking is pretty nice. But again, against who? For a wrestler, when he stands and he moves, okay.
All right, next fight. Oh, does it go distance? Do we already say that?
Fuck no, Arman Tsarukyan.
Yeah. Why do you hate Arman so much? Knob.
What do you do? Actually, no. I don't know how it started. Mm. I just know where it's at. Nah, I think he was talking shit like ages ago.
Oh, really?
He was calling me up, Arm. Like,
we have number one ranked Charles Oliveira going up against number four ranked Arman Tsarukyan. All right, butchered that. Okay, talk about the style clashes. We'll let Dan start because he's lightweight.
Fuck Arman Tsarukyan. Charles Oliveira is gonna waste him. Light work. Arman, get to the back of the bus. Fucking hate that guy. Charles Oliveira, KO, round one.
Is that your expert analysis?
Expert.
He's a fighter. You want to draw some diagrams and then do that shit, but like circle Arman? Look. Fuck this guy.
Graphs.
You ran into Charles a couple of times, haven't you?
Charles. I know Charles. Charles is, fucking legit.
Yeah, I used to have beef, but where I know.
Oh. Another one. Why did you and Charles?
I said
beef?
We used. What happened? What did I call him? Because he used to just start getting beaten up and then he used to kind of quit. So that made you have beef with him? Yeah, well, I didn't think he was like...
He's already having a hard time
He didn't have enough money to like gain my friendship. But now it's really proven himself. I like him. I respect him. I like him.
Who is a better striker? Arman or Charles?
Charles Oliveira.
Better grappler?
Charles Oliveira.
Better cardio?
Charles Oliveira.
Better cardio.
Charles Oliveira.
I don't know. Better cardio? I don't know. But again, I've never...
More heart.
Charles Oliveira.
Official pick.
Charles Oliveira.
Does it go the distance? 3-round fight.
Charles Oliveira, KO round one.
What, first, second or something?
First, second.
Touch gloves, butt.
Fastest knockout in UFC history.
Next fight. We have number two ranked Justin Gaethje going up against the number one contender. Oh, no. The number two contender of the featherweight division. Max Holloway ventures back up to 155 pounds for the second time since trying it at UFC 236 against Dustin Poirier. All right, stylistically, what do you guys think?
Max, stay long. I think this is going to be fucking from the get-go. They're going to be both not up. Just let's go.
You think?
Dust bubbles, yeah. Five rounds. I think they're just gonna go for it.
Why do you think Max doesn't kick as much? He's more of a boxer. You got the long legs, long limbs. I mean,
he kicks. He throws some spinny shit sometimes. But leg kicks, that's Gaethje's thing. He was breaking people's legs and fucking people's legs back in the day. But I think people are just expecting it now. It's kind of like me with my question mark. People are expecting it now, so it's harder to land. So I have to change it up.
I think just Gaethje can crack. Gaethje just hits harder. Max is too hurtable. I think like maybe a TKO or something like that if he cuts him like he says, or we get to decision. But I think Gaethje just hits too hard.
Max has, I think, better defense than Gaethje. If Max decides to implement that straight away from the beginning,
Gaethje's got better footwork than Max. Y'all tripping.
Head movements and stuff, like head movement, all that kind of stuff. I think Max can get Gaethje to swing, draw his attacks out, and then try and start to counter him or build off that.
Official pick.
I'm going to go Max. I want Max to win. I fuck with Max.
I like Gaethje too, but I'm going to go Max.
Agree to disagree.
By
TKO.
I'm a good decision.
All right, the co-main event of the evening. We have the women's strawweight champion, Zhang Weili, taking on number one contender, Zhang Xiaonan. Zhang is coming off a 5-round domination of Amanda Lemos. One scorecard had it 50-43. One scorecard had it 50-44. Sal D'Amato and Chris Lee are on for 300.
Oh, God.
It's my guys. Fuck, if I'm losing, I might be winning.
Pray for glory,
hey, hey, hey. I'm gonna store the glory, baby. Even if I'm losing, shit, I might win.
Zhang might just be a little bit too well-rounded. She's got finishes in a bunch of different ways, knockouts, submissions.
The thing is, the fact she's been working with Josh Hinger for so long now, and Josh has mentioned how good she is and how, like, she keeps climbing. Yeah, she's very well-rounded, and she's getting really good at jiu-jitsu.
She's strong.
How does the fight play out? I don't think Zhang Weili is dumb enough to just rush in carelessly trying to knock out Xiaonan. I think Weili's just too strong, too well-rounded. She's going to pick her shots, and her sidekick, Sanda, her fucking sidekick, is almost as good, if not just as good as a jab. I think Weili's too strong, too fast, too well-rounded, and no disrespect to Yan, but she's going to get pieced up in this fight. I'm going to go Zhang Weili, decision.
Weili, decision. Domination.
All right. For the main event of the evening, Alex Pereira takes on Jamahal Hill.
You take the cake. This is your show.
Light heavyweight.
It's your guy and your guy.
It's my friends, two of my peoples.
All right, take it away.
Cool. So, this fight, Alex is going to try and kick Jamal's legs. I don't think that's a fucking secret. It's his thing. Jamal knows this. I don't think, is scared. Jamal has got knockout power. Scary knockout power as well. Alex can get knocked out. And something Jamal said, which I felt, I don't know if it was overlooked or not, but he said, look, who is someone Alex Pereira has just outclassed in a fight? Not just knocked out, but like outclassed in a fight until he knocks them out. And this is the reason why when I was fighting him, the fourth time out, and people were like, oh, you're going to be 4-0 against him. I'm like, nah, I can beat this guy. First time I thought I beat him. Second time, I was beating him until he got me. Third time, I was beating his ass. Then he got me. And I'm like, I know how to beat this guy. And Jamal made that point saying he's beatable. And we all know this. I've proven it. So, yeah, Jamal is just going to try and touch him at some point. But avoiding the leg kicks is the tricky bit. And I know Jamal has some remedies for that.
Good matchup. I think, like, stylistically, Alex with the low kicks would be hard for Jamal to deal with. But he's, like, already made fun about it. Like, he's come out and, like, put...
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious. He comes out on TikTok. So it's like, you can't come out on TikTok making fun of someone's low kicks and then lose to their low kicks. So he obviously has a plan in store for that. If it comes down to a punching battle, I think it's 50-50. I think Jamal is being overlooked a little bit in this fight. I feel like he has the knockout power, and I'm going to side with Jamahal Hill.
How does a fight play out? We know what Alex likes to do.
It's 5 rounds, so it's going to be a slow start the first round. They'll figure each other out, get some shots off. Alex is going to be throwing the leg kick, and Jamal will be finding his jab and trying to get his fist to Alex's head, not just the chin, his head somewhere. Because Jamal, the one with Johnny Walker, bro, that was probably, I think, here.
Top of the dome.
He shuts people off. Well, again, on the dome, and then, like, just went, fuck, that was insane. But yeah, I'm going to go Jamal by KO.
Well, first 2.5 rounds or second half?
I think it's going to be in the first 2.5.
Yeah, I think Jamahal Hill, I think, because he's Israel's mate, and I don't want to see him at the after party, and then I picked against him. Jamahal Hill, because Israel Adesanya said so.
Me for the victory?
Whatever he says.
KO. When I first came into this fucking game, or before that, I used to watch this shit all the time. All the embeds, all that kind of shit. I used to watch Dan as well, paved the way for guys like us. And then it's crazy to be here now. UFC 300, like a sport from where it started to where it is now. It's amazing. Still the fastest growing sport in the world. Still exciting. No, but there's moments where you get into like these moments and you're like, man, we really do this shit for a job. Fuck, we really, like, what a life. And then, yeah, I just feel grateful. And I'll get these moments when I'm in Vegas. I'm sitting there watching 300. We'll be like,
facts.
Nigga, we do this shit.
Let's go.